Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A police standoff Friday morning led to hours of sporadic closures on the Seward Highway between Anchorage and Girdwood. According to the Anchorage Police Department, officers got a report of a fight in the Chugach State Park Indian Creek parking lot shortly before 7 a.m. The fight involved a man and a woman outside of a motorhome. Police say when officers arrived, the woman came out of the motorhome and said the man had assaulted her. The man, later identified as 36-year-old Jeffrey Michael Vincent Green, refused to come out. Police say they talked to him by phone and eventually deployed gas into the motorhome. When Green emerged, they used a police dog to help take him into custody. Green is charged with kidnapping and assault. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries from the dog bite and gas exposure. The highway reopened in both directions on Friday afternoon. A U.S. Coast Guard cutter on routine patrol around Alaska's Aleutian Islands came across a Russian ship in international waters, but within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, officials said. The crew of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley on Monday detected the vessel about 30 miles southeast of Amukta Pass, the U.S. Coast Guard said in a Friday statement. A helicopter air crew from Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak spotted the vessel. The vessel was transitioning in international waters, but still inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone, which extends 200 nautical miles from the U.S. shoreline, according to the statement. The Coast Guard vessel did not communicate with the Russian ship, but followed it as it moved east. We met presence with presence to ensure there was no disruptions to U.S. interests in the maritime environment around Alaska, Commander Stephen Baldovsky, commanding officer of the Alex Haley, said in the statement. In July, the Coast Guard, while on patrol, spotted four Chinese military ships in the Amchitka Pass in the Aleutian Islands in international waters, but also within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, officials said. Russian and Chinese bombers later that month flew together for the first time in international airspace off the coast of Alaska in a new show of expanding military cooperation that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said at the time raises concerns. The flights weren't seen as a threat and the bombers were tracked and intercepted by U.S. and Canadian fighter jets, but it was the first time the Chinese bomber aircraft flew within the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, and it was the first time Chinese and Russian aircraft took off from the same base in northeast Russia. The FBI Anchorage Field Office is seeking information from the public regarding an attempted bank robbery at the First National Bank Alaska branch at 1210 West Northern Lights Boulevard in Anchorage last Thursday. Shortly after 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, an unknown female suspect entered the bank, produced a note to one of the bank employees, and verbally demanded money. The unknown suspect then grabbed the note from the employee and fled from the area on a bicycle. Witnesses described the suspect as a female approximately 5 foot tall. She wore a dark-colored cold-weather coat, a face mask, and gloves. This isn't Anchorage's first brush with bank robberies in the last 12 months. 20-year-old Etuale Ione of Anchorage allegedly stole more than $3,400 after robbing the Credit Union 1 branch on DeBar Road in July and again in August. A search warrant was executed at Ione's residence, and clothing consistent with those worn by the suspect in both July and August robberies was recovered. Then, in September, another man robbed a Global Credit Union branch. 34-year-old Tyler Ching approached two customers in a Global Credit Union. Ching left the bank with roughly $2,320 in cash. He was later apprehended in Cooper Landing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.